Hey, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today, we're going to keep going on this series about the Unification Church and Sun, Myung, Moon, just that whole movement. And we're going to talk a little bit about the divine principle, mass weddings, and his view on the fall of mankind. So anyway, with that, let's go ahead and jump right in. And we're going to talk about that book quite a bit throughout this series. It, for the most part, outlines all of his beliefs, all of his teachings. He claims that it does not contradict the Bible at all, which is not true. It contradicts the Bible everywhere. I mean, it's hard to find anything that it agrees with the Bible with. Also, in his own words, he claims that it is without error, that it is a God-breathed, God-inspired book. Now, not to mention, and I won't mention the fact that, don't you hate when people do that? No, even though he claims that it is an inspired, God-breathed book, in fact, he puts it on par with the New Testament, or the Bible, and in many instances, privately claims that it is supreme over God's word. So publicly he says it's right in line with God's word, but when you hear him talk privately to his conferences, his people, he will elevate it above God's word. And you can see that all over the internet with his own quotations, as well as people who have come out of the movement. His book, The Divine Principle, has been published several times, different editions of his book, as they continue to correct different errors, and they change doctrines in his book. All right, so if this is even on par with the Bible, that should not happen. It's the same kind of stuff that you hear with, for example, the Book of Mormon, that is supposed to be the most correct book on earth, and yet it has been through so many publications, changing of doctrine. I think there's been over 4,000, don't quote me on this, I'm just going from memory here. I believe there was something like 4,000 different changes. And these are not little minor changes. A couple of them are, but most of them are major doctrinal changes throughout the years since Joseph Smith wrote that Book of Mormon, which was mainly plagiarized from a guy named Solomon Spaulding. But this isn't a teaching about Mormonism. So let's move on here. The Unification Church made its way into the U.S. somewhere around the 1950s, but it didn't catch hold right away. And Sun Myung Moon was quite the marketer, and as you'll see here, he built himself quite the empire, but he understood how to get people's attention. So he changed gears. And he started doing mass marriages. Okay, some of you, your eyebrows raised up. You're like, what the heck is that? Well, Sun Myung Moon, we'll talk about this more when we get into the doctrines, but he believed that he was the world's true parent. Okay. And, well, the fall, and again, we're going to get into this, but during the fall of Adam and Eve, Eve had intercourse with Satan, according to his doctrine. Oh, boy. And because of this, it caused this Satan being our true father, our true parent. Well, under Sun Myung Moon, the second coming of the Messiah, he was to correct this problem that happened at the Garden of Eden by making marrying these couples and basically passing on the lineage of the Messiah. So it was kind of a reversal, a salvation by reversing the sinful nature of people because their true parent was Satan. Anyway, he's doing these mass marriages, and it started catching the news's attention. I mean, at one point he had a mass marriage with 1,800 couples. And how would you like to be part of that? I mean, how unromantic, how anticlimactic is that? to get married with 1,800 other couples, and you're just kind of one in this huge crowd of people getting married. And it's just like, yeah, this day really isn't about my wife and I and how we love each other. No, it's about all of us. Now, here's another weird thing. A lot of these marriages were chosen by Sun Myung Moon, as in the couple didn't even know each other until after, well, pretty much after the marriage. Yikes. We'll talk about more of that later. What is shocking? What is absolutely shocking to me and is, I guess in a strange way, a decent apologetic for the Unification Church, I hate to say it, is their divorce rates are amazingly low. I think it has to do with their theology. But shame on us Christians, because we have amazingly high divorce rates. Anyway, it just seems to me like you should expect the other way around. A lot of these people didn't even know each other, got matched up by this guy, got married, and they're still together. So, score one for the Unification Church. Let's go on. These mass weddings got the media's attention, and he got a lot of news coverage because of what he was doing. Again, he's a marketer. He's very good at what he does. Then, during the Watergate scandal, Richard Nixon, well, Moon supported Richard Nixon, and because he did this publicly, he eventually got invited to the White House by Nixon himself. And again, lots of media coverage. This helped him out tremendously. So anyway, now I believe there's somewhere around 3 million Unification Church members worldwide. This is not a small movement. It's fairly big. I personally don't believe I've ever met somebody who is part of this movement. But being that it's that big, I believe that sooner or later I will. In fact, if any of you listeners out there have been a part of this movement, please contact me. I want to talk to you about it. And if you're still part of this movement, please contact me, and I definitely want to talk to you guys about it. All right? And I'm not going to be mean. God bless you. I will love on you, and I will be very nice, and we'll just talk. I'd love to ask you some questions. Anyway, we know this movement is quite large. Yes, Sun Myung Moon did just pass away. So right now, the media is abuzz about what's going to happen to the church. Is it going to pass on to Sun Myung Moon's daughter, who's got some interesting qualities about her that are calling the movement into question? I don't know. But we're going to watch this. We're going to see what direction they go. I do not believe that this movement's going to fizzle out. I think this is just going to be a dawning of a new day for their church. You know, just like when Joseph Smith passed and there was some inner turmoil, and then guess what? Brigham Young popped up out of the dust, took control of the movement, and took it to brand new heights. And same thing, Charles Taze Russell with the Jehovah's Witnesses. He passed away. The movement looked like it was going to crumble. All kinds of different little splinter groups started popping up. People were fighting over which way to go. And then the Judge Rutherford pops up and takes the movement to a whole new level. So don't expect this movement to disappear, friends. There's too much money and there's too many people involved. There will be somebody that steps in that chances are they're going to be quite charismatic. They're going to have a lot of influence. They will sway the people's hearts. They might even have some kind of, claim to have some kind of prophetic mantle or something like that. Sun Myung Moon visited them personally. Who knows what they're going to say, but they're coming. And we're going to watch it, and we're going to report it. And it might not happen by the end of the series. That's okay. We'll just keep going. And if there is some additions that I need to make at the very end of the series to report on that, so be it. But we'll keep a close eye on it and see what happens. And if you guys are aware of any news, please contact me and let me know. So what do these guys believe? Let's start with the fall, because I already talked about that a little bit. They teach that there was a twofold fall of human beings. So there's a spiritual fall and a physical fall. I know, some of you just went cross-eyed. I know. A few of you have eye twitches. Yeah, I know. Me too. Okay, the spiritual fall took place as a result of Eve giving in to Lucifer and having an illicit sexual experience with the angel Lucifer. All right. You know what? There's actually some Christians who believe similar type beliefs, this whole serpent seed doctrine. Eventually I'll talk about that. Good grief, guys. Come on. Nothing in the Bible about that. Anyway, and then she has sex with Adam sometime soon thereafter, because that's how she rolls. And apparently they were too young to be having those kinds of experiences, and this caused the spiritual fall of mankind. And by the way, I didn't mention, okay, they were in their spirit bodies in the Garden of Eden. And this spiritual fall is what is responsible for the sinful nature of humanity, our propensity to do evil. Make sense? Okay, not really. That's okay. We'll keep going. And so, I'm sorry, I should have clarified, the spiritual fall was Eve having sex with Lucifer. Then this physical fall is when Eve seduced Adam, and they were not spiritually mature enough, and they engaged in their own sexual experience. So basically, the spiritual and physical fall of mankind all goes back to evil sex. I mean, that's where this all starts. So let's stop right there. Tomorrow, we'll keep going with this whole fall of mankind thing, and we're going to look at where it all leads, because of course, you know, this leads up to some kind of doctrine. So where is Moon going with this whole idea of the physical and spiritual fall of mankind? So we'll pick that up tomorrow. With that, come out to the website, youthapologeticstraining.com. Friends, come out there and leave comments and questions. I want to talk to you guys. I want to get some conversations and some debating going on the posts. In fact, I'm thinking about putting up a forum on the website before too long, and I want to get some conversations going first, a little bit of action on the website. Not too much going on just yet. People are coming in and leaving comments, but not as much interaction as I'd like to see. So come out there, and I'll talk to you guys. Also, you can hook up with me on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. And with that, I love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow.